And with us right now from North Little Rock is the mayor, Mayor Hartwick. Hello. Let's see if those work, Coach. I mean, I did a few, but let's see.
Hello.
I don't think it's still working.
Still not working.
Yeah.
Hello?
There you go.
You can hear us and you can talk through that.
I can do it.
Well, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Now, he didn't tell you. I didn't tell Steve that Baz wasn't going to be here. You knew Tommy retired and all sort of stuff. But that didn't matter. You want to promote Little Rock. Why not
North Little Rock.
You want to promote North Little Rock. So you'll be anywhere you can to do that.
Well, of course. I mean, I have loved the city. I have been here since the 80s, of course, and when I came back from overseas. So, yeah, North Rock's special. In fact, I was just thinking that we can now, in North, up here in Park Hill, when I was at the chamber, we had what we call a wet-dry issue that I walked almost every business, and we had a vote that we could bring beer and wine back to this area. First time, I guess we did that probably around 2015 or 14.
I think that's why. I think Lindy had something.
Yeah.
Wasn't she involved in something like that? Yeah, go ahead.
That's a great platform to run on right there.
Got your vote right there.
I think she was involved with something like
that.
She was.
Yeah. In fact, all the people up here in Park Hill were, like I say, it was led by the chamber at that time. And, you know, for many, many years, there was not allowed. So now just right across here, we got the other North Bar. We got the Old Mill Pizza. And, of course, with Peggy here, she served beer and wine. So we're excited. It's coming along. We got other businesses.
So wait a minute. So let's back up. So it was dry?
Always been dry from always. And you come up the top of the Park Hill, all the way out here, I guess, to the old Kroger store, which would be another mile and a half up. Everything was dry here.
You know, when I lived here, what was the name of the grocery store that used to be? Where was
Piggly Wiggly?
No. There was another
one. Right
was
around
it
the corner
not
here.
A service merchandise? What was it? What was the one? Was there a Brookshire's? Maybe.
I don't know.
Listen, Brookshire's. So we're talking about 30 years ago. At least 30 years ago, we're living on. I don't know if it's may have been a Skaggs.
I think you're right, Skaggs Albertson. Back
and then maybe even something else. Yeah. But I used to go in there all the time to get that hot natty.
Yeah.
That's what we got. That was the best. I'm telling you,
natty light.
And we would go back to North Little Rock. We'd get it. I'd go right back down. Oh, it was just that's all it was. It was natty light, hot because it was cheaper to get it hot. Take it back to our apartments,
natty
play pool
or Bush.
Getting arrested here. One of my policemen.
Is that one of your guys?
Yes, one of my guys.
Well, you know what? And I guess so. That's been that way. And Benton's finally done that. I guess as long as people are responsible, we should be able to make our own decisions. Grab a brewski when you're eating a pizza or something like that.
Well, it adds to the business, of course, and it develops this area. If you hadn't, like I say, there's three I'm looking at right here.
Yeah.
And I went to the churches first and told them my intent. We went to an election. It was passed very easily. So if you do it right and you keep it right, and like I said, I saw one of our policemen go by here. We're very happy the way things turn out over here right now. It's easy to do these things. We've got a lot of support in the community. And
We were talking. I mean, if you say that was one of your policemen right there, we've had several of them that have come through here to grab some breakfast and all that, and want to say thank you to all of them. If they're listening, we know quite a few of them, and we appreciate them being out there.
How do you like doing this by yourself, kind of, huh? You're new, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
so Tommy's gone. David, who knows where, right?
He didn't even know.
I know. I saw David a couple of weeks ago. We went on a trip together.
Yeah.
So, and nice hearing you on the radio.
Thank you.
Right there. Well, I like it. I mean, you might have. There's a few listeners that probably don't. But what are you going to do?
What's that old saying? I tell people, they ask, "How do you like being the mayor?" And I go, "Well, God makes it rain, the mayor makes it flood." So that's what you got to remember.
Exactly. That's why I went, speaking of that, just to bounce off the religion, went and saw Father Stu over the weekend.
Yeah, how was that?
I loved it. I really liked that movie. It's based on a true story. Of course, when you go back and forth and you see that he wouldn't work, at least in his story, he didn't say that he was working at a butcher shop or in the deli of a grocery store. He's actually working, doing some other thing. But just the story, the commitment that he made.
I like him as an actor. He's a good actor.
Well, you know,
the shooter and all those things.
All those things. You know what? It's Mark Wahlberg who we're talking about. For those that don't know. Mayor, I've always said, if they do make a movie about myself, Mark Wahlberg will play me the first half of my life. And then at 55 and plus, Denzel will play me as I get older.
I mean, because it's uncanny. The
look at my profile. You see Denzel? You see these? That's exactly that right there.
Denzel he's the equalizer. He's played in a lot of good movies.
He's fantastic. Fantastic.
Now, Mayor, how long were you mayor the first go around when you did this?
Okay, I got elected in 84, took office 85, 86, left in 89. Pat Hayes became mayor for many years. I took over the chamber in the year 2000, did it for 15 years. Joe invited me to take over parks.
Yeah.
And I really like that job. I could take our golf. What I like about what I do, you can make a difference.
Yeah.
And I think you've heard that our Burns Park golf course has turned from a mowed pasture to really a golf course now. Yeah. It's one of the better golf courses around. So I'm very excited about what we've done out there. Not only that, with what we call special needs parks, all-inclusive parks, I really like doing things that all kids can play together on. So, but yeah, and then I'll say that I didn't ever think I'd do this again, but Joe was retiring, and I was sitting around with a bunch of people, and one of them was Rob Jolly's wife, and I kept saying, I'm not saying no anymore. And she looked at me and said, Jill said, I'm tired of this. Either you're running or you're not. She kind of jumped on me.
Or get off the pot.
Yeah, exactly. And I kind of looked around and said, I guess we're running, guys. So we started, and it was a hard campaign. All the people who were in it were very – it was very intense because you couldn't go out and do what I like to do best is shake hands, meet people.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
Remember, it was all COVID. I mean, I'd be walking the streets, and I'd see people that knew me, and they'd go like that. But, I mean, you couldn't.
Just a thumbs up.
Thumbs up, you know.
We've seen that. That's like liquor stores for Baptists. Yeah, it might be one of them. Just say, hey, I see you. Just keep on moving.
Keep on moving because it was tough. But I'm enjoying it again. I'm more mature, as you know, by many years. But you get a little more patient, and there's a lot of good things happening in our city. I mean, we're about to announce another big distribution center coming up real soon.
Oh, nice.
Probably next week or two. Dollar General breaks ground here probably next month. And then you might see in the paper today we've got tee shots coming. And that's here at Wild River Country.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like
tell me about
golf.
That. I had somebody
it's
just
ask me. It's Top Golf, except it's called Tee Shots. And we're very excited about it. It's coming to what we call where the old Wild River Country used to be.
Yeah.
So they're taking that area. They're going to put adult entertainment into it. There'll probably be some apartments and living opportunities. But
oh, wow.
We're very happy.
I think they've got one in Dallas, don't they?
I think they've got one in Kansas City or Dallas.
Tee Shots?
It's called Tee Shots.
Okay.
It's almost the exact replica of Top Golf, except we're with a different name.
Exactly. We're very excited about it.
So on that same scale?
Same scale. That's what I'm standing.
So that's about to go where Wild River Country
is? Yeah, it was.
That's good.
You know how out of touch I am. I didn't even know Wild River Country was not open.
It's anymore. Not.
Yeah. How about that? Me, I'm with you. I thought it was.
Well, and then, I mean, I'm excited. I'm a big golfer anyway, so. So they're very excited about it. I mean, everybody's been trying to get one in this area. So we're having their announcement, of course, this Friday. I think it hits Arkansas Business Day.
That's so awesome.
It is awesome.
Dude, listen, that's huge.
It is huge. It is very, very huge. These people are really good. We've been talking to them for quite a while. Kind of keep it quiet, not quiet. You know, but we're actually at City Hall this Friday. We'll be making the major announcement. And, of course, they'll be telling everything they're going to be doing at City Hall this Friday.
Well, congratulations, North Little Rock.
Yeah.
How long does it take to build something like that? Because
it's a process, but I would imagine it'll take a year, without a doubt. And then, of course, their plans are much more than just a year. I think they're going to have housing opportunities out there. I hear there's some bowling alleys out there. And, of course, tee shots.
Tee shots.
So I'm excited about that. I would tell you what's so funny. You asked me how long I've been here. When Wild River Country opened up, I was one of the first ones to jump in the water. So now I'll be one of the first ones to hit a golf ball.
How about that?
Yeah. That is good stuff. Well, you know, the other news that a lot of folks that we've had people text about, the Arkansas Travelers, that's been news with North Little Rock. What's kind of the status? I know you guys have been kind of going back and forth. What's kind of the status with that and getting those upgrades for Dickie Stevens Park?
First off, the city is about to spend close to $7 million, okay, to redo the field. That's put these big, what you call, I guess, might say containers around the, not inside, but outside, that holds the water when the river comes up.
Yeah.
We'll contain it and then pump it back out. So the city's obligated to do that. I looked at the contract, and that says that we will maintain the – and then after that, we're going to put in a whole new field. I talked to Major League, I guess it was last Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday. I talked to them in New York. Nice guy. I told him our situation, that we were going to replace the field. But by contract, that's what we're responsible to do. All capital improvements are responsible for – Dickie Stevens Field.
So all the upgrades that Major League Baseball is wanting to put down, that's on the Travs to get done, correct?
Well, that's what we're saying. The Travs are saying us. If we end up doing it, it's going to be $11 million.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we are. Until they change the contract, I have to abide by a contract. That was written by, I think, Mr. Meeks back in 2007.
Yeah.
Again, we want our Travelers, without a doubt. They're going to play this year, next year, and for sure the next year, I'm thinking, is the way the contract reads. But the Major League has made a lot of changes. You know, they've gotten rid of like 40 Class A ball teams in the last year or two.
Yeah.
I did talk to Major League to explain where we are. Great understanding with them. Sent the contract to them. Sent the letters. In fact, it was say that the city wasn't doing anything. I sent that we were already on tap to restart the field construction after the playing season this year, which would be approximately $7 million. So we're I think we're okay. I mean, at some point.
Well, you got 3 years to work it out.
And I'm not even saying work it out. I'm saying just see who's responsible for what.
Bad term, that's fine. Exactly. But you know what I'm saying.
But Russ and Rusty do a great job over it. I mean, everybody loves it. And when I ran the chamber, we took it to a vote of the people. It passed unanimously. Warren Stevens and the group there have done a fantastic job.
Sure.
It's just a matter of us sitting down and saying, all right, here's what the contract says. We've offered to rewrite the contract. We'll do an audit. We'll help you with financing if you need that.
Right.
But me as being elected, there's only so much I can do by contract.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
You know, I was telling Roger and I were talking about it earlier, and it's almost like you guys are holding up your end as far as the facility itself.
As the landlord goes.
Because you are the landlord of Dickie Stevens. Dickie Stevens, or the Travelers rent that park out from you guys.
They pay us rent. They paid us a little rent this last week. And here's how it kind of learns. If I say, I'm renting y'all a nice apartment.
Yeah.
And y'all take it. And y'all live there for 3 or 4 years. All of a sudden you turn around and say, we're going large this room here. We make it a nice new shower. We're going to make our living room larger, and we're going to do this, and we want you to pay for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, well, no, you can pay for it. But, I mean, and that's kind of how we see the contract being.
I agree. That's the way I was looking at it as well, because we're talking about things that are aesthetic. Okay. We're not talking about fixing the wiring. We're not talking about the roof. We're not talking about some of those things. These are things that may be more aesthetically pleasing cosmetic, excuse me.
Well, Major League's also sent me a letter, and like I say, I responded to them. They're talking about saunas in the room. There was a visitor's dressing room was 50 feet too small, 50 square feet too small.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things in there that are menial. Just we can do that.
Yeah.
I can do it. And meanwhile, new lights. Maybe a new roof we all got to talk about, but capital improvements are responsibility by the contract.
Sure.
And I know we're discussing that.
Right.
But again, I don't think the city's not going to let the Travelers go anywhere. It's just a matter of what I have to obey by the contract. And we have to figure out the contract, we'll do it, and maybe redo the rent.
And again, like I said, there's not to work it out, but there's more than enough time to have more than a couple of cups of coffee to talk about.
Yeah, I can say that Rusty and Russ Meeks have done a fantastic job
right
out there. They put on a great show, and I said before when I wrote Major League, it's one of our diamonds in North Little Rock. It really
absolutely.
Is.
Well,
and it would just—it would be weird to not have the Travs in North. Because I mean, Dickie Stevens is what, 15 years old?
Yes, and one thing is 2007, so that would make it about right.
Yeah,
15 years old. I remember, like I say, in the chamber, I was standing on the foot of the Broadway Bridge. I will tell y'all a funny story though. I was sitting there with Bill Valentine, and there was Pat Hayes and me, and I think Frank Thomas, and maybe. I can't remember if Mr. Stevens there or not. But anyway, they were saying, we need 30 more days to do due diligence on this property. Well, guess who owned the property at that time? Frank Fletcher.
Ah.
So they looked around. I'm kind of sitting over here in the corner minding my own business, but I'm involved. And somebody says, well, somebody needs to call Frank. Who's good friends with Frank? So he looked at me. Well, I called Frank up. Y'all love this. I called Frank up. I said, Frank, the people who are looking at this property need 30 more days of due diligence, okay? Well, he ate me out. Like, you just tell those, I know what they're going to put there, and they ain't got there. They're going to buy it now. I mean, he just went off on me.
Right.
So I hung the phone up. I looked around. I said, I don't think me and Frank are as good friends as I thought we were. Now, if you ask Frank, he's going to say, no, I was all for it.
Of course. I'll have to ask him about that. We're supposed to see him maybe in a couple of weeks. We're at Oklahoma. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Well, you know Frank a long time.
I've known him a long time.
Absolutely. And I'm sure Frank and some of the other businesses that if you wanted to mention, you could. We're big supporters of the community and want to help out as much as they can.
Somebody just sent a text in. Go back to the T-Shots thing. You guys are going to have the announcement at City Hall, correct?
Correct.
Is that open to the public for people to
come? Of course it is, yes.
What time is that taking place?
I believe it said 1:30.
1:30.
Because I had to move it. I've got a funeral I got to go to.
Okay.
Make a long story short, it's at 1:30. Your people are welcome. I'm expecting a big crowd, to be truthful with you. I'm excited about it. I know the other day I was sitting with some people from Little Rock, and they were talking about Top Golf and this Top Golf, and I had to keep my mouth shut. I couldn't say
nothing. How about that? Yeah.
And so, and we knew that they were close to saying we're coming. So
well, let me ask you. I mean, and because I don't know, and again, yeah. Mary, if you've listened to this show long, and if you know that a couple of the things that I'm responsible for is asking the dumb questions. That's one of my responsibilities. If in fact this is why,
who are you gonna pass that to? Who do you pass that to when you now that you're sitting in that chair?
I don't. Just as it you. No, okay, it goes nowhere.
It's 100%,
it stays right here. Now it's I'm even elevated. I have much smarter.
It's
dumb
a bigger platform. It's a bigger platform. To ask
you.
The dumb questions.
Absolutely, yeah. I get to stop
and
things.
Ask. Again, if it's already
and again,
been
if it's
asked.
Already yeah. been asked, that's another one of my deals. What tee shots? Again, this is amazing to me. I didn't know this.
You
thing
Google it here in a second, and you're going to see it, and it is really amazing, and you'll love it. It's a replica.
I mean, tee shots comes. I mean, I'm glad it's here. Did the Top Golf say no? Didn't want to come, or
no.
did, was it prohibitive or what?
We got a guy named Robert Birch and Colleen. She got married, Bailey, Colleen Carr. They work economic development. They bring me involved. I met with them a month ago. We're told to keep our mouth shut and just make sure this thing's going to happen. You know, there's all kinds of things you have to jump through. Just like I was telling, we got a major announcement coming out here again.
I hear.
So, but this is something that when they showed it to me, I was going, wow, look at here. And it was something that we loved. It's a great piece of property. They're going to be very successful right off the interstate. It's going to be really, really something.
It's going to be a showpiece.
It's going to be a showpiece.
Absolutely. Really. And it's not just because you like golf. I mean, number one, if something like that comes around, they've got an advocate in you because you're a golfer, and it's not just going to be one of those things.
Work.
But you know that golfers want that.
Well,
but it's also for other family entertainment.
It's family entertainment.
Bingo.
It really is. And like I say, we at the city will do everything we can to promote and make this thing. You're seeing it, I guess, on Google.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, I'm showing him the pictures of tee shots on their on their Instagram page, but
and it's for
family entertainment,
non golfers. I mean,
no, absolutely.
It's almost like a. I was liking it to bowling.
No,
they may even have
a bowling alley out there too. So it's coming.
You know, when I say golfers, the only reason I say it is because we know that, you know, golfers can appreciate that. But I was talking to my wife the other day and talked to her about, you know, going with me.
Yes.
Just to ride around playing, to watch me. I'm just embarrassed because I'm so horrible. I don't want to lose any of my masculinity cards. She goes, well, damn, I thought you were better than that, Rod. Because I tell her all kinds of stories about how good I am. But this is for family.
This is family.
For wife, husband, grandchildren. Go out
well,
there, grab
here,
a bite to eat
the deal.
As well.
It's not only for that, but let's say I pick up the phone and I call two or three of my friends and couples. It's a couples-type thing, event, where you go out, eat, you have good times, adult entertainment, of course. And hit a golf ball and laugh at each other and then go, wow, look at what I did. So, again, I cannot wait. I think it's going to be very successful where it's located. It's right there off the interstate, easy to get to, a lot of room to expand.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
And not only that, but it's one of those things that they're not going to come anywhere else. There's no – you're not going to get Top Golf coming to Little Rock. Once you get something
absolutely.
Like this,
this
the community, whether it be Little Rock, North Little Rock, can only support one. And so it's so huge for North Little Rock in the fact that the tax dollars that are going to be coming in, and you're going to have a destination now for people from Conway, Saline County.
Well, think about Lomel, it's right up the street. And you say Little Rock, I mean, we have events here a lot of times in Burns Park. They'll stay in Little Rock. We're beginning to get people across that bridge more and more. This is exciting.
Again, Mayor, in my monologue today, in my opening, I talked about the 54 square miles of North Little Rock with charming neighborhoods, beautiful lakes, outstanding parks and recreation, walking and bicycling trails on the picturesque riverfront along the Arkansas River. That's North Little Rock.
Our pump track's been very successful.
Very successful.
I think we'll see a mountain biking course come soon. I know Steve may, I didn't listen to him, but did he mention our pickleball course we might have pretty soon?
We didn't listen to him either.
Okay. So, I'm excited about what we're doing in our city. I'm about to announce, next month there'll be an announcement coming from me about a lot of continuing
things.
Well,
then we want you to do it with us if you can.
I would be glad to. Yeah. I'm about to announce some new things that are about to happen starting May, and
And if I heard some of the inside of it, it's going to be fantastic and just another example of the growth of North Little Rock and the family atmosphere and the charming area that North Little Rock is. And
thank
we
you.
All look forward to hearing about that.
Appreciate it. Thank
well,
you.
Thanks for stopping by and
my
hanging
pleasure.
Out with us. I appreciate it. Mayor Terry Hartwick, everybody. Give him a hand.
Hey.
There he is
thank
right
you.
There.
Appreciate
we
you
appreciate
guys.
That very much. Todd's going to get us out of here. And then we got to get Mary on the phone if she's not already there.
Mary Hayes.
It is Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.